back. Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner with you the rest of the way. John over to MHS for Tribe Basketball against Junction City in the first round of Substate. We should have several MHS basketball games coming up through the course of the rest of the week, at least as long as there's not an upset involved, but both the boys and girls are in solid shape to at least have a chance to go to the 6A state tournament. Should be fun. Mitch, you going to be calling any of those girls' games?
Yeah, I'll do the girls' game tomorrow and Saturday, and I'm very, very confident they'll get to state next week because they'll play Wichita Southeast tomorrow, which they've already beaten, and I believe that's actually their largest margin of victory this season. Mm-hmm. And then they'll play either the winner of Lawrence Free State or Topeka High.
And a home game regardless.
Yeah.
Okay. So pretty good week for MHS basketball, and the MHS gym will be illuminated each night for the rest of the week, it does appear. K-State, I was just looking at this. Mitch, actually, let me see what you got here. What do you think the line is on K-State TCU tonight?
I'll take Frogs by 4.
Not bad. TCU by 2 is the line. Okay. Opened up at 2.5, and it's now at 2. Maybe a little bit closer than I would have expected. I do think it's a game that either K-State shows up and is there and wins, or they don't show up and it is not a close game. But as we've been talking about over the course of the show and with Kellis Robinette earlier, you just have really no idea exactly what's going to happen with this team.
It's funny because in the first hour you brought up the Jamie Dixon video. That's I think it's like pinned on the TCU basketball Twitter account of Jamie Dixon saying, "Hey fans, we need you out there. The students, the other seats are going to be full. We need those season ticket holders to show up and be loud and be ready and help us win this ball game." I was just thinking, if Bruce Weber did that, would that work? The answer is no.
That
would not work because, first of all, it's two different situations. Jamie Dixon is a new coach. TCU is coming from the bottom and they're rising up, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're in the middle. They're on the bubble right now, kind of in the same exact spot K-State is, which is fair to say because they have identical records. And both teams, like Jamie Dixon called it, this is an elimination game for the NCAA tournament. Actually, I completely agree with that because neither team can afford another loss. The only loss they can afford is maybe a semifinal game in the Big 12 tournament, which, in my opinion, best of luck to you when it comes to reaching that far.
Again, the bubble is so bad that I think that if you get to 8-10 in the Big 12, you're in decent shape and you would be all but assured of being in if you were to win your first Big 12 tournament game in addition to that. So that would mean K-State winning 3 straight games if all of that were to happen. And again, you would probably bet against that at this point. But we'll see. If they're able to win this one, I mean, that would be your toughest one out of the way because then the next one is at home against a Texas Tech team that's now pretty much eliminated. I mean, they are eliminated from at-large contention.
Careful calling that the tough one.
What?
Because K-State didn't win a home game in the month of February.
Well, yeah, okay.
And the Cats have won 6 away from home.
Theoretically, the home game would be easier than the home game against the worst team would be easier than the road game against the better team.
Bramlage has been so quiet lately, you could hear a pin drop, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean, I didn't go to the last game. What was the last game I went to?
Well, then you're part of the problem.
Well, that would have been Iowa State. I was on the road, sir.
I know.
With the baseball team, you know this.
Yeah.
And, first of all, I mean, the student body obviously didn't really show up because apparently it was their own little protest because of the chance or whatever, the higher ups not liking it, and it was just nobody was into that ball game, and that's the thing, like the doom. We're not expecting that coming up on Saturday for Senior Day. I hope people show up, but I think fans just kind of.
I
don't know really what to say about it, honestly.
I've been saying it all year because I've said after a lot of K-State losses this year that K-State is still in decent shape for the NCAA tournament, and I'll have some people push back, you know, purple glasses, whatever. K-State has no chance at the tournament. But I'm really looking at it fairly. You just have to look at the quality of the bubble, and that's what people aren't taking into consideration. And here's a perfect example. I'm going through my Twitter feed right now, and I'm just seeing this story from the AP about Wake Forest potentially making the NCAA tournament after years of struggle. Remember, it's Danny Manning that's the head coach there now. Wake Forest is 16-12, and they're 7-9 in the ACC, and they're being talked about as a potential at-large NCAA tournament team. That wouldn't even be a guarantee. It'd probably be a guarantee, but not like a top one, two, or three seed in the NIT most years. And you can now make the tournament with that kind of resume, and that's why K-State is in the position that they're in. Before we go to our last break and finish the show with You Can't Be Serious, Mitch, I'm just going to throw you a bone here. We got Fastlane coming up this weekend. About face. Yeah, we are switching it up. What? What are you laughing about?
Oh, man. Let me tell you something.
What I'm getting at here is make me care about Fastlane. Go.
Dude, I have not watched Monday Night Raw in probably 4 weeks. I'm not kidding. I'm just not interested at this moment.
Didn't John tweet about Gallagher on Monday?
Oh, yeah. He's a big Gallagher mark, but it's just because he likes the way he looks and he likes the gimmick. Actually, John's probably a bigger wrestling fan than I am right now.
That's amazing.
I'm going to watch the pay-per-view on Sunday. If Bill Goldberg wins, I'm not coming to work next week.
Why?
Because he's going to – it's a whole different story. I don't want to get into it. It's just – I don't know. You're gonna get me on a rant, and nobody wants to hear the rant.
So it's the big thing – and I'm not trying to, like, get you fired up. I'm just trying to get more information here. The big match is Goldberg against Kevin Owens. Is that right?
Yes, and they want to set up a title match between Bill Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. I'm already thinking about selling my WrestleMania tickets, and if that's the title match, I might not even go. I'm not kidding you, because it's going to suck.
Hashtag not your WrestleMania. How old is Goldberg?
Oh, he's right around 50. He still looks great. I mean, he's still the same old Goldberg that can't work a six-minute match.
Well, I saw an article on Deadspin earlier today. Steve Austin teaches Kevin Owens how to deliver a proper stunner. So are we going to see that against Goldberg?
Possibly.
Would that interest
you? He's handing it down to him.
Would that get your attention?
Not really.
Okay.
Now, if the glass shatters and Stone Cold just comes out and whoops everybody,
I would love that, but he doesn't wrestle anymore. His health doesn't allow for it. All right, that's your...
he's healthy. Trust me, he's healthy. He just doesn't want to.
That's your 2 minutes of wrestling for the show this week. I am going to follow up with John, though, about the fact that apparently he watches more wrestling than you do now. We need to have a conversation.
I'm serious
about that.
I watched 5 minutes Monday night.
Just when you think you know everything about a guy.
I was working the game on Monday, the women's game, so that's why I didn't watch it. But
I'm
behind.
Spending his Monday nights watching wrestling and spending his breaks during the show today reading Cosmo. What a combination. What a guy. I hope he's not listening. Actually, I hope he is. All right, we're going to send it out to him at the MHS gym here in just a little bit.
That's coming up at 7, yes.
Well, yeah, it's 7 o'clock. Tip between between MHS and Junction City. We're going to have the Jeff Mitty show first. That's what's coming up at the top of the hour. Is that right?
Yes, and then K-State men's basketball at 7. So right. the Manhattan High game's on.
Oh, right. Get all my ducks in a row here. Yeah, it'll be the MHS game on newsradiokman.com and then the men's game here on K-Man. We'll close the show with You Can't Be Serious next on The Game.